She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also on the internet. First of all, I'd like to wish all of you out there a happy 4th of July. And please, please do not drink and drive. Have a designated driver. You only have one chance, or the person you hit has only one chance. There's no second chance. Okay? So please, do not drink and drive. I know a lot of people don't listen and they do it. Now, all we can do is say, okay? So, for your windshield of your cars, I recommend putting on this cleaner called Rain-X. Rain-X window treatment is excellent. It helps the wipers, and if you have the right angle on your windshield when you're going down the highway, the water just bounces off. Okay. Now I know a lot of you are going out shopping for food and whatever. Do not leave your dog or cat in the car. Okay, and also, do not leave your baby, little child, in the car. It's hot, especially hot today. What is the temperature today, Wanda?
Not sure. Like 90.
Yesterday was 92. And in the car, it'll be hotter. So please think about them, because I'm sure you wouldn't like it if you were put in a car with the windows closed in the sun today or yesterday. Okay? So, anyway, think about that. A lot of people are going down to Ala Moana and places like that, getting ready for the fireworks. And it is crazy. Crazy. So, anyway. In the newspaper, there was an article on ethanol, and the article was not exactly right. Okay, what was right is it is a federal mandate for ethanol to be in the gas. Now, most people don't know the reason why ethanol was put in the gas. It was not put in the gas to start a new industry for Hawaii. No way, Jose. Think, have common sense. How come it's all across America? They're not trying to start a new industry in America. Ethanol was put into the gas in 2006. It was put in the gas to replace called MTBE. Mary Tom Baker Easy. Because it's highly cancerous. That chemical, that additive in the gas, more simply known as anti-NOC. Because the octane in America is so low, they have to add in a chemical for anti-NOC. Those of you old enough to know, back in the 50s and 60s, nobody could run regular. There was only regular and premium, or ethyl as it was called. Why was it called ethanol? Ethyl. Anyway. Ethyl or premium, the octane on that was 104. 104, folks. The regular that people didn't buy, well, a lot of people didn't buy it. It's because the engine would ping, would knock. Engine knocked. And do you know what the octane was on that?
No.
98. 98, folks. 98 make your engine knock. How in the world can you run so-called 92? Or anything below 100? You can't.
Just let the engine knock.
Oh, yeah. It'll knock and fall out the bottom. You can't do that. You cannot. And that's the reason lawnmowers and weed whackers and boats damage the engine. It was not because of the ethanol, and I can prove it. The boat, the lawnmower, and the weed whacker does not have a computer to retard his ignition. The weed whacker, lawnmower, and the boats need to have 100 octane. They cannot run a 92. And by the way, there is no such thing as 92. It's labeled 92, but it's not. All across America. Across America, the 92, as tested, is 88. It's been tested. Okay? But they don't tell you about it. They don't tell you a lot of things, folks. So, what is that? But anyway, Governor Ige signed the bill to remove ethanol from the gas. I called him so many times. I emailed him so many times. I had never, ever got an answer back from that man. Never. The excuse I get from his women that's working there is, oh, he's too busy. He's too busy? If you had a company, a business, and hired your worker, and you try to talk to the worker, and he tells you, I'm too busy to talk to you, would he be working for you? I don't think so. These politicians think that the people of Hawaii work for them. Well, if we're working for them, folks, where is our paycheck? Where is it that they're paying us? But anyway, I don't want to ruffle some feathers out there that loves him, so. But anyway, they cannot take the ethanol out because the ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock. That's what the ethanol was put in the gas for. It wasn't to create green energy. It wasn't to create another industry. It is an anti-knock. And by the way, that label of 10% ethanol is false. It has never, ever, ever been 10% in Hawaii.
Wait, the label now says in the gas pump up to 10%.
Yeah. When they first made that label, the sticker, I don't know who made it, but the oil company said, oh, you have to say up to 10% because they cannot measure 10%. But measure 10%, folks, how are they blending the gasoline?
That was just what I was going to say.
Okay. Come on, folks. Have common sense. Anyway, the highest ethanol content in the gas that I have found is 6. It's the highest. And the low of 2. So, go figure. When the delivery truck pulls up to the terminal to load up his truck to take to the service station, that is the time when the gasoline is blended. And that is the time when they make it into premium 89 or 87, so-called. Okay? So that person at the terminal is the one that is not mixing the fuel right. Or whatever. Okay? So, anyway, the ethanol was not put in the gas for green energy or new industry. And, by the way, there was about 20-some-odd companies that tried to do ethanol in Hawaii and was pushed down by you-know-who. Because Hawaii is the only state in the USA that never says, how can we help you? When a new company comes in or whatever, they always jump up and comes out running with the baseball bat saying, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. Where are you going to get that? Where are you going to get this? They never, ever, ever came out and said, hey, how can we help you? Never did. And that's what makes Hawaii business unfriendly. Who in the world would like to come to a place where they're going to chop you up into chop suey? Why not to go to the other, to California, Wyoming, wherever? Because they come out and say, how can we help you with your project? Hawaii never says that. Never, ever. Did they run out to the super ferry and say, how can we help you and make it work? No. No. You don't work, well, too bad. Leave. And that's why they keep raising taxes, folks. If businesses are not coming and paying taxes, then who's got to pay the taxes? It's you. You're the people of Hawaii. Well, it's just my take, but you think about it. Okay? So anyway, they cannot take the ethanol out of the gas because it is a federal mandate.
So they're changing it now? Because I thought they passed the law about taking it out.
As my representative for this area, Carl Rose, how are you able to override the federal mandate? He didn't know there was a federal mandate on ethanol being in the gas. And I asked him also another thing. If you take it out and override the federal mandate, what are you going to put in the gas as an anti-knock? And he said, I don't think we're going to put anything. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, so.
It's break time.
Oh, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my
boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob's doing great. Happy 4th of July to everybody, and please drive careful. Keep a bucket of water or a hose nearby when you're doing your fireworks, and let's, you know, come out of this safe. And I got to give a shout-out to our friend Ski, who I met at Outback in Hawaii Kai. And George, he's been listening to you from day one.
I know.
And he wanted me to tell you hi, and it was funny because I was sitting there with another friend having dinner, and he comes by and goes, excuse me, but I know your voice from somewhere.
he heard you talking to your friend?
Right, and he goes, I know that voice. And he says, I don't mean to bother you, but I know you from somewhere. And, of course, I'm thinking music, right, because, you know, I'm a bass player. I play a lot of places. And I go, I don't know. He goes, no. And then he goes, wait a minute. Say, take care of your car, it'll take care of you. And then we both just started laughing. I was like, oh, you do know? Oh, yeah, I forgot the radio show. And he goes, you are one crazy son of a bitch. I go, what? Well, we talked for about an hour, George. He told me all these stories about how he listened to the show and Ethanol and the Whale Sanctuary, and I was going, man, you remember the show better than me, and I do the show. And when he talked about this, and so anyway, again, really nice gentleman, kind of, you know, senior, but, I mean, just really nice guy. Unbelievable. And see, folks, that's what just makes you feel good about doing this every week. When you think it's thankless, because, you know, people don't really call and thank you. But when you run into people, and like I said, we just had a great time, so I told him I'd mention him today, and he was like, well, you know, you don't have to do that. And but anyway, it was a great time. I look forward to seeing him again, and just, you know, so, George, he wanted me to pass that on to you.
Oh, Bob, you better speak softly when you're out in public.
I know. The first thing I thought was, oh, no, I hope he's not a politician, because he said, you're brave. He goes, you just say anything about the politicians, and you're a brave man. I go, well, but Wanda's right. Maybe I should start going, oh, yeah, this is, yeah, I'm glad I'm out here. So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Watch your back. Okay.
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay, I was in a parade today. I was doing my protesting as usual.
Mm-hmm.
What parade?
July 4th in Kailua.
Oh.
Yeah, all the politicians was there.
Yeah, yeah. So, I had my regular sign I had last year.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of made a difference. We are the most taxpaying nation. It does not have to be this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, people are, I like that sign. You should take it to the square bulletin. Say, oh, we need people. But then I got a new sign. It's called, the politicians here won't let us create an ethanol industry like Brazil does with sugarcane. It's the best. And I put stupid politicians here. Chris Lee, he's the only guy. He came up to me. He says, what's this all about? And,
he had the guts to come up to you and say that?
Yeah. He's only, the governor was really close to us, but he just avoided us like he didn't see the signs. Yeah. But I told him, yeah, you know, the governor just signed the bill to remove this. I told him, we need this, you know?
Yep.
And I told him, I used it in my truck. You know, I used ethanol in my truck. And he's walking away. He says, well, I use methanol. I told him, that's the stuff that's making the problems.
That's right.
And
that's how
on,
much knowledge that man has. He has no knowledge at all. Methanol will never, ever mix with gasoline.
Yeah. Yeah, so I made like
little paper slips with your phone number to your talk show.
Mm-hmm.
I met one guy from Calgary Church. He's walking, giving away free water cups.
Mm.
So I was talking with him. He says, well, he tries to stay away from politics. I said, well, the minister knows a lot of stuff, so I just gave him one of your numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he'll give it to his minister.
Mm.
But Chris Lee came back to the Democratic Party, came with the trolley. And so I went right up to him. I gave him your slip, your number.
Mm-hmm.
Your talk show, so who knows what happens.
I don't think he'll ever call.
Yeah.
You know, but if these politicians had brains,
yeah.
You know, talking stupidly about a subject that they know nothing about,
right.
It really shows how dumb they are.
Yep.
Sad.
So that's why I put, you know, I underline everything, ethanol industry like Brazil does with
mm-hmm.
sugar cane.
That's right.
And look, Maui, they complain about the smoke. Let's try it right there. Use the sugar cane.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
We don't burn the sugar cane when we harvest it. We cut it because we use the leaves and everything.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, the last time I came to pick up ethanol, you were just leaving, I think. I think mm-hmm. you were going to the airport with your truck.
Mm-hmm.
84 truck. Is that stock?
No.
It's not like a muscle truck to me.
Yeah.
I told my dad, see that truck right there? That's a straight ethanol.
That's so straight ethanol.
Don't tell you that ethanol is no good because the thing works.
That's right.
But, you know, when I came to pick up ethanol, a few hours later, I had a dream about you guys. I can't believe I had a dream about you guys. They was telling me, hey, go pick up ethanol already. I saw Todd just walking out of carrying boxes. You're standing around like you're supervising. But I had to wait. I was waiting a long time. You know, I told him, I know you guys, as soon as I come for ethanol, you guys come right out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Supplies. But I told him, you know, I'll come back another day.
Okay.
So, but that was just a dream. But I didn't see Wanda because I don't know what Wanda looks like.
Well, if you went to the Lions Parade, you would have seen her.
Lions Parade?
Yeah, Waikiki.
Oh, Waikiki.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She was rubbing shoulders with Matilda.
No.
Matilda. Oh, that's a song, yeah.
Yeah, Waltzing Matilda. Yeah, that was Matilda was Australia's float, and I was towing that float.
Wow, he's towing them with your truck.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, unreal. You should put on. You had a sign up there, ethanol. Run on ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a bumper sticker on, right?
Yeah. We had a bumper sticker on the bumper so that they would know what the smell was of that exhaust.
Oh, right.
The smell was really sweet.
You get bumper stickers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to have one.
I come get them.
Okay, your shop?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
You know, you guys have a date for me when I can bring my truck in?
Yeah, so, just give us a call.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
Okay.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
Well, I had a dream, but it sure wasn't about ethanol. George, I wanted to just clear up a few things from the last show. Mm-hmm. I'm retired, and I was born and raised here and lived up in Aina Haina since my mother and father built the first house in the upper part of the valley. My parents are gone, and I wanted to update you and let you know that the whale sanctuary
mm-hmm.
topic?
Mm-hmm.
NOAA is in charge of that whole thing, George, and they've had hearings to let the business people, you know, all the people that run their businesses and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
have their say. You can write, you can email, but you do that to NOAA, which is a federal organization. And what it is they are trying to protect that length of coastline, and it will be their decision, and it won't be until next year. So this is the time where they let the people have their say, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a democratic process.
Well, it's supposed to be, but I don't see it as such.
Why?
Because on, I'll give you an example, Rob, this repeal of the ethanol in the gas, we had about 30 some odd people that said leave it in, and two people that said take it out. They went around it and said take it out.
Well, George, that's you know, that's a local topic for local politicians. NOAA is not a political organization. That there's a difference, if you don't mind me.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be seen.
That organization represents protecting the environment and the air, etc. But I mean, I understand because. You know, George, that I called up my representative.
Yeah, what they're doing, Rob.
Mark Hashem.
What they're trying to do there is good. And I commend them on that because if, and that's a big American word, if these jet skis and stuff that are running around in the water there were running on ethanol, it wouldn't hurt the environment. But they're running on gasoline, and the oil is going into the water.
And that's why you don't have the, you know, George, I grew up surfing, sailing, diving, paddling, everything out there. Well, this my reef from Diamond Head all the way out to Port Lock Point, George, and I'm talking a lot of years.
And you didn't use oil.
No, I never used oil. I used Rob Power, but...
That's right. No, but that's why it was okay.
You're right. You're right, though. I just want to let you know because that is exactly why I got involved in this particular topic. You know, I don't like going out there and hanging my Okoli out there for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I could see was pollution,
yep.
Noise, etc.
Well,
and
I don't think the noise affects the water, but the oil really does. The oil will kill the coral, kill the algae, kill everything.
Well, George, I guess what I was trying to tell you is where noise comes in is for like the turtles, you know, the honus. They used to be all over the place out there. They're not in that particular area anymore.
They split.
They split. You know where they split to? Down to my place, Ina Reef. Along there, you know, they've moved away from that area. Why? Exactly what you said. I said noise. You said, you know, pollution of non-ethanol product or whatever. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it does.
The water
I mean,
is below.
Yeah. Look at, and I mean, look at how many hours a day that those people are running those machines, etc. So that's about all I wanted to say. You know, just
you're right.
You know,
you're right, Rob.
I am retired, and I've been here a long time. And I think Ski might not like it, but I'm sure he won't care. I've been here longer than him, and I've seen more than him since I was a little kid from the 50s.
Okay, Rob.
Okay, thanks, George.
Thanks. Break time.
Yes, it is. You're listening to George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced methods that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N, .net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl is gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Daughtry Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Yo. Okay, once again, I'm going to tell the listeners again, Shell gas is your best bet. The thing is that, you know this thing about, Larry was talking about the nitrogen enriched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inclined or tempted to believe that the nitrogen enrichment means that the octane will not lose its quality.
Mm-hmm.
As maybe some other brand would.
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why he wasn't kidding when he said it's a unique formula, that it's the only gasoline that's nitrogen-enriched.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that I'm stumped is that I was reading an article about EJ finally signed a bill about removing the ethanol mandate in the gasoline. How can the governor of Hawaii do something like that if the article specifically stated it's a federal mandate that the gas has to have ethanol blend?
Hmm.
I mean, so is Hawaii going to be in violation of a federal law if we sell ethanol-free gas? Is that what they're trying to say?
I don't know, Dean. They spend so much time and money trying to take the ethanol out of the gas because the small engine clinics and the boaters all claim that the ethanol damages their engines. They just blow me away.
Yeah.
You know, they don't test the octane, and they don't know that the octane is not what they're buying.
Exactly. And the thing is that, you know, depending, except for the Shell gasoline brand, those other brands, when you put ethanol, are not boostable, you know. Only Shell is a boostable gas out of the five choices we have here on this island.
Mm-hmm.
Only, yeah, I mean, the thing is, so that was another point I wanted to tell the listeners. If you're not buying Shell V-Power and they're buying the ethanol from you, they just wasted all that ethanol.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're wasting all that ethanol.
That's right.
Trying to mix ethanol with other brands, they ain't going to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, anyway.
You ever, you know, I was driving on the freeway in the lane, and then there's these two cars ahead of me. I'm in the middle lane, and one on the left side, one on the right side. And they both wanted to come into my lane at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, what would happen if they did that, they crashed, and I'm behind them?
Then you would crash with them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But then, because of no fault, there's no fault.
Are you serious? I'd have to pay for my own damages?
Yes.
That is so messed up.
That's Hawaii's law. Welcome to Hawaii.
I'm glad that I wasn't tailgating them or like close to when they were going to switch over. There's a space that I could slam on my brakes, but then they both went back in their lanes. I guess they realized they both were switching lanes at the same time.
That's so funny. People always do that. Always. But anyway, that's no fault. The best spark plug to use is the Autolite XP. The Autolite XP is the best spark plug as tested. I have tested all of the spark plugs, every one of them. And the Autolite XP is the best for your money. Okay? And as far as spark plug wires and ignition, the best system is the MSD. Mary Sam David is the best. Okay? So, now, I don't know how many people went to the parade last Saturday. On my trailer was this big, huge, huge kangaroo called Matilda. I don't know if Bob put it on our website, but if you go to the website, it should have Matilda there on the website. And you can see how big she was. She was huge. Okay? I checked the website, Bob, and I didn't find Matilda. And so she should be easy to find because she's pretty big. Okay, now, if you're going to have your car painted a solid color, like black, white, tan, red, green, any color with no sparkles like metallic in it, I recommend highly single stage. Paint what? Only, no clear.
Why? Why?
Because the clear discolors, all clear coats, this color in the sun turns kind of yellowy. And if you talk to all these classic car restorers, restoration people on the mainland, not in Hawaii, they all shy away from clear. They'll paint it just straight black, white, red, with no clear. The reason is, when you get out in the sun and the surface get a little bit sunburned, you can polish it all out and comes right back to the original color. But if you have clear on it, no. It's a losing cause. Okay? But you use the good quality automotive paint, not the cheapy, the good one. And that one is very, very strong. You can spill gasoline and whatever on it. It does not stain it or remove it. It is really good. Okay? For those of you listening on the computers around the world, if you have access, where you at, to E85, 85% ethanol, highly recommend it that you put 3 to 4 gallons into your tank and then top it off with the Shell Premium, the Shell 92 V-Power, okay? The Shell 92 and all the rest of the 92 fuel across America, as tested, is 88, not 92, okay? And the reason is, Congress allowed them to lower the octane. So, anyway, if you have access to E85, put it in the gas first, and then top it off with Shell Premium, and then watch your gas mileage jump. Okay, on the mainland, across America, the E85 is cheaper than gasoline. So you're going to be saving money on the cheaper fuel, and you're going to be saving money because you're going to get better mileage. You do get better mileage using ethanol. Go check it out. When Indy 500, the Indy race cars, went from methanol to ethanol, they got far better gas mileage. And that's why the very first and only woman won the Indy 500. Because her last pit stop, her crew chief radioed her, do not come in to the pit stop, keep going. Pedal to the metal and keep going. She was the only car going around the track. And she won the race. When she went into the winner's circle, everybody rushed to see how much fuel was in her fuel tank. They couldn't believe it. She had enough fuel to go to another pit stop without running out of fuel. So now the officials made a new ruling to make the fuel tank smaller because they found that ethanol gives better mileage. And if, like Chris Lee told one of our listeners, that he runs methanol, that's false. Methanol is highly corrosive, okay? And it will not mix with gasoline. And all of this, folks, I can prove it to you. I can show it to you.
Wait, how do they use methanol in the gas then?
You cannot.
I thought they did, though.
Way back they did. Gasohol.
Oh.
Okay? But that's why they had a problem.
Yeah, it deteriorated the rubber parts, I think.
Exactly. And I don't know if they're doing it again. I need a chemist to diagnose the fuel. Because if you put ethanol, you can mix methanol with it. Methanol and ethanol. Ethanol is the blending agent. It'll mix. But then it'll make the alcohol corrosive. Okay? That's the only way ethanol will become corrosive, if you mix methanol with it. But ethanol by itself, no. All of my 100% ethanol. And I did nothing to upgrade the fuel lines, the fuel pumps, nothing. Everything is normal. Okay? And I have never had a problem. Harvey Maeda on Kauai knows that. Because he uses ethanol in his cars, his classic cars. And Harvey has ethanol on Kauai. You got to try it, folks. Call Harvey. 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay, Harvey also has the royal purple with a high metal protector, and he also has the electronic rustproofing device. That is very, very good. Okay, who do we have now?
We have Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. Yeah, I got a question for you. In the mid-70s to mid-80s, car engines were pinging and knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the reason for that?
Low octane.
No. The fuel lines were too close to the engine block, causing the fuel to boil,
mm-hmm.
causing vapor lock. Had nothing to do with octane back then.
What year?
75 to 1985, carbureted engines. I don't know about fuel injection back okay. then. Yes.
In 1975, the oil companies lowered the octane. There was no such thing as 100, and the highest octane they had back then was 92.
Right. But my mother's car pinged and knocked.
Oh, yeah. It'll ping and knock.
The fuel lines...
Year was the car?
That was an 85 Buick... it's a strange... Skylark. Oh, Skylark?
No,
a Buick... It was like a Chevy Nova. It was like a Chevy Nova, but...
What brand gasoline?
Oh, the standard octane. Back then was 92. The fuel lines were so close to the engine block that it caused the fuel to boil. I don't know what temperature fuel boils.
If the fuel boils, the car will vapor lock and stall.
Right, vapor lock. Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
It'll stall.
It would knock and ping only during the summertime.
The knocking and pinging is the octane.
No, that was the vapor lock that was doing it. And Ford
vapor
was
lock
famous
will not
for
ping.
Yeah, and the Ford engines ran their fuel lines so close to the engine block. At my other job,
Mustangs was like that. The Mustang fuel lines on the 64 to 66 or 67, the fuel line was right next to the exhaust.
Right. So back then, that would cause pinging, knocking until...
Not with the premium.
No, it's still...
No.
My mother's car would die.
We never had them ping back then with the premium. Only the regular, which was 98 octane, the cars would ping. But with the 104, no.
No, but with the fuel lines being so close... to the engine block that would boil. I don't know what temperature.
The boiling would cause it to stall.
Yeah. It would ping. Well, it would ping and knock before it would stall. But that was only during the summertime. And I finally found a good mechanic, which is he's a retired multimillionaire now. He did when Holley came out with 1100 Dominators. He made 1300s before Holley did.
No.
Back in the 70s, so that was the deal. But what's it? What George? What is the deal with the EPA setting mileage standards when we have a Challenger Wildcat with over 700 horsepower?
That was all political stuff.
Back in the 80s, after 1974, they cut the horsepower to 150. No matter what you drove, it was 150,
yeah.
you couldn't smoke the tires, you couldn't do nothing.
That was all political stuff. And, if you look at everything in America, it's a land of the free. They're not supposed to make laws like that.
Well, how does the EPA come up with, you have to come up with this gas mileage, yet we have over 700 horsepower. You can't even use half of that horsepower in today.
But today it's okay.
Oh, so the EPA, doesn't mean nothing because they don't control nothing. Nobody controls octane.
No.
That's terrible, George. Hey, George, I got trivia. What is the smallest V8 ever made? Do you know that one?
Smallest V8 ever made?
Yep. Came in a Chevy.
Ping in Chevy?
Yeah. You don't know?
265.
There you go. All right, George, you're good. You're good. Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito. She's real
fine. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, who's next?
We have Carol from Moanalua.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, hi, George. I wanted to let you know about the tires, though, that I bought. The ride is really smooth.
You like it?
Yeah, it's really good. And it's also really quiet. Remember I was telling you, you know, how the engine was kind of loud?
Yeah.
Well, it was no longer there. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So it's made a world of difference.
Good. I told you.
Yeah. And can you tell your listeners what you told me about, you know, about changing a flat tire?
Oh, yeah.
Because I had asked you about the spare.
Yeah. Don't change a flat tire.
Yeah.
Jacks are known to break.
Uh-huh.
It's not worth it.
So what are we supposed to use again?
Slime.
Mm-hmm.
Go get slime, put it in the tire, and go pick up one of those tire inflators that you plug into the cigarette lighter and pump it up and drive away.
Okay, so the tire inflator is going to put the air in?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so your tire will be up and good, and you don't have to have the tire repaired because the slime will repair it.
Yeah, that happened to my flat. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Who's next? That's it? Okay. Oh, made it. Yes, we don't recommend changing flat tires, folks, because there's been so many accidents where people got badly injured. In fact, one guy got crippled because the jack broke. And when you're jacking up the vehicle, it has to be on perfect flat concrete, and who knows, you never have that. Okay, so it's not worth it. Get a tire inflator and get a bottle of slime. Best thing to do. Okay, I guess it's that time that we say aloha and happy 4th of July, folks. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Oh. this Independence Day.